Spectacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast presents episode 450, Halo Esports is Alive, recorded live on November 6th, 2014. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Dust Storm.
And I'm your other host, Hoss.
And this week we are joined by a special guest, one who's been on the show before. Last time I think he was on was maybe 6 months or so ago, maybe around that that ballpark. But it's Jack Firedragon, and he's back in the guest seat. Welcome back.
Hey, I'm back. And hopefully I'll be on a lot more in the future, especially with esports being back. That's my forte.
That is your forte, and this is the reason we have you on tonight, because we are actually gearing up for the Invitational that's going to be happening this weekend in LA, which I am actually going to be there.
Damn you.
Hey now. Be nice.
You're an all-star.
Be nice. So there's going to be lots of competitive stuff to talk about here on this show, and lots of competitive stuff to be coming down the road because of a certain announcement that was made a little bit earlier this week. We'll get to that, though. We still got to cover some stuff from last week, which we did try to record this podcast a little bit earlier, but yeah, audio kind of messed up on one end, my end, and we need to record anyway. So we're going to just talk about some of the stuff from the last week of the IGN First coverage for the Master Chief Collection, and then we'll get to some of the big news for this week. But starting off, we're going to turn the clocks back 2 weeks all the way to the last week of the IGN First coverage. And we have a couple more maps that were walked through, of course. Ascension and Sanctuary were two of the maps that had not been covered yet on the IGN First coverage, having the Max Overman walkthrough. So they talked about that. They talked about the Zenith and the Shrine remakes and going into some of the details behind the design methodologies. And one of the things I really like about having Max going in and talk about it is that he worked on a lot of these original maps in Halo 2. And then to see the design process and to see the thoughts that were going through the team's head as they were remaking these new maps is really cool. And just to get that perspective is one of the really nice things I think you get to see from the development side on Halo that you don't get to see with very many games.
I agree. I completely agree. Yeah, it's one of those things you've like summed up quite nicely how I feel about it. So, yeah, I mean, it's just nice to see that they have really kept to the feel of the maps. Obviously, they've updated and everything, but they still feel genuinely, I mean, obviously, I haven't played it yet, but they look, and I assume, play identically to how they initially did, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I don't know. You've played it. I haven't.
Right. And Haas and I can, I think, vouch for a lot of the gameplay is very similar to the maps, how they were in the original Halo game. But, of course, you have the nuances. You have the new interactive elements. So for Shrine, it's the waterfalls that you have over the bases. And then for Zenith, it's the dome shield in the middle and a few different jumps as well. I think, for the most part, though, Ascension was one of those maps that it was kind of really focused on to not alter too much. I think Shrine was similar in that regards, but out of the rest of the maps that were kind of remade, it seems like when Max was talking about it, at least for Zenith, that was the one map that they were trying to focus on not to alter as much compared to the rest of the maps for the Master Chief Collection.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an interesting piece that they were talking about, because there are some distinct differences of Zenith. So, for example, the little sniper corner that's actually a little more reinforced, and then the bridge, basically the Bridge of Death, which I think a lot of people call it,
has
a lot more cover on it, and you can actually jump up from the bridge up to top mid as well. So there's a few more key differences there, aside from just the dome being in the middle. And of course, you have kind of the big power control for the tower, and then the small tower, the leap of faith, the lift up, the teleporters, the banshee, and all that stuff. And I know for me, one of those game types that I really loved from the original Halo 2, which is Tower of Power.
Perfect. Oh, you were going to say it.
Yep. I am going to have so much fun going back and playing that.
You see, the thing for me is, do we know where the kill boundaries are on that map?
So they're supposed to be pretty wide. I don't know if this is going to be...
I mean, can you still stand on the top of the main tower?
So I haven't seen it. I don't know if that is even possible. I don't know if anyone's actually tried it yet.
Aren't they able to move the kill boundaries, though? So maybe for the matchmaking map, they would be dropping those down, so that isn't possible.
Well, because I know a lot of people, and obviously this is talking like Halo 4 times with jetpacks, and people just go up there and just sit there. It would be one of the most annoying things. And by Halo 4, I do mean Halo Reach or 4. I can't remember which one I'm talking about, but they just people would just jetpack up there with a sniper, and you just rain down fire. So it's just, I hope they put a kill boundary so they can't do that. Because people will go up there.
I'm going to guess that for most of the stuff... Well, obviously the super bounces are not going to be in the remastered maps. So you're not going to be able to get up there normally. The only way you would be able to get up there is with the Banshee. But I haven't seen anything specifically about where the kill boundaries are for Zenith or where they're going to restrict it. I do know that they said... I think this was during RTX where they were purposely trying to make sure that the kill boundaries weren't too restrictive for people so they could go and actually look at some of the stuff, forge with it, and all that stuff. And especially seeing Forge now, which if you guys haven't listened to our last episode, you guys should totally go listen to it because we had the guys from ForgeCast on and we had about a 2-hour long discussion talking about Forge. So definitely go check that out. But one of the things that they talked about during RTX was making sure that it was open enough to where people could actually go in and Forge and not really worry about having a constricted space.
I mean, I understand the whole thing about Forge, but obviously with previous Halos or previous Forge and Halos, we've got like that open skybox and they give you as much as you like. But then when you go into actually try and Forge on a map that's already basically been made, like Zenith, for example, they only give you a limited amount of items and they only give you certain amount. They don't give you the same palette that you would get if you were to do in the skybox. I mean, yes or no, you need less items. You would get less items because there's already a map being made. But they don't even give you the same palette. So is it the same palette being taken from the skybox into all these main maps already, or is it just a different palette completely?
So there's still discussion that needs to happen about that. There hasn't been much information aside from what we just saw in the Forge video about Forge. So we don't know what parts of the palette are going to be specific to Forge, what parts of the palette are going to be universal across all the maps for Halo 2 Anniversary. We just don't know yet.
For example, is scripting in these maps? Because if scripting is in these maps can actually be completely revolutionary. You could actually create, like you're saying, Tower of Power. You could create a fantastic Tower of Power scripting map for this map. So actually, like, you'll have things being locked down and buttons on the map that actually have to unlock gates to get into the tower. You could do that.
I would assume they're able to do that because they did say everything can be forged out.
Right.
I mean, I would assume so, but, I mean, you know, they haven't technically clarified it
come
yet.
Out and said it.
I would assume with how much they've put into the scripting element, just what they showed off with Forge, that the thing that's probably powering that dome shield is a script element.
Well, I would hope so.
I would assume so. I would personally lean on the side of yes, you do have that scripting element across all the maps. You do have you probably will have some commonality of palettes across all the maps as well. I just don't know how integral that part's going to be, because I know one of the things for Forgers is for each map that Bungie and 343 has put out, there's always been a map-specific palette. And one of the things that people really want to see from a forging perspective is actually having a more widely common palette, so like a global palette that's across all the maps. So I'm hoping that they actually have that for Halo 2 Anniversary, but we don't know yet, and I think we're not going to really know until we get our hands on with it. That's something that they haven't talked about too much. And I don't know when exactly for streamers or if that is going to lift from an embargo standpoint until the game actually launches.
Well, that's only 4 days. Not too long to wait. We'll find out soon.
Right. It's not that far away if you think about it.
We've waited years and it's finally here.
Lots of cool Forge stuff, and I've waited for some of that Forge stuff, so I'm glad it's finally here.
I've already got 5 map designs, so, you know.
Yeah, I know. So we had those 2 maps talked about. We had the Forge, and if you want to hear about that, please go listen to episode 449. We had the Forge cast guys on, which was Pete the Duck, Psycho Duck, Nyko Yard, and Duquesne23. So they're all pretty big forgers within the Halo community, and
yeah, they know what they're talking about.
They definitely know what they're talking about.
They know. Right. I mean, there are people out there who like do Forge and think they're good. And then there's these guys, so, you know, so.
Yeah, Duquesne's good with racetrack maps. Knockyard is known from the Griffball community. Psychoduck, he is one of the, what's the term from Waypoint? The community cartographers. And then Duquesne is known for his racetrack maps.
You said Duquesne twice. It's Pete the Duck. You missed out.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Pete
the
is...
two ducks, Dust.
Sorry. I got a little confused, I guess. Pete the Duck is known for his Forge Quacks and his fun custom game types. Like, he did Tic-Tac-Toe and Reach. He did...
Speedrun was the big one.
Speedrun, yeah. And he did that in 4 as well.
Onslaught.
Onslaught's one of my favorites. Yeah, to be honest. That was one of the game types that we would always play when we first started Wacky Wednesday.
Because we knew just everyone liked them, but they're just standard fun game types. You don't need any rules. It's a case of, you know, that's one of the greatest things about Pete. The maps, that's what I think sets him apart from someone like me. I make maps, but I have to set down ground rules. Pete makes maps, and there's no ground rules that need to be stated because he's already forged everything, so they have to follow the rules.
Right.
That's what he's thought about, and that's the bit.
But you two are also taking two different perspectives on it, too.
Oh, no, but I mean, if I could, I would do it the way he does it. I just don't have the brain capacity to do that. I can't do it. There's something about how he uses trait zones and stuff like that that I can't contemplate, and it's too good. It's too good.
There you go.
like Jenny, the speed run map, just for example, just, you know, using the mantis to just bounce down platforms. Something that after he said, I thought, but I was just like, yeah, that is really, really simple. But I was just like, I couldn't even think about doing that kind of stuff beforehand. But I can do it. But I didn't think about it before he did it.
Everyone just has their different little twist on how they kind of interpret things. And that's what's really cool about what they do with the ForgeCast, is that all those guys come from different angles within forging. So they really complement each other, if you look at it that way.
Yeah.
Moving on, though, with the rest of IGN First coverage, they talked about the ranking system, and I think we all kind of laughed at this when they said ranking system detailed, because it's not really detailed at all. If you go read the article, it's very, very basic compared to an actual detailed description, which if you guys are looking for a detailed description of how the Master Chief skill XP system is going to work, since they said it's going to be exactly the same as the Halo 2s, you can go... go read the Bungie.net article, or you can go to the... we have a page up for Podtacular, the Halo 2 stats overview page, which we've linked to a few times on Twitter and some other places. And that goes through a completely detailed analysis of how stats are calculated, how your levels are calculated, how your XP goes up and down based on your performance per game, what the max and low caps are for each level, so you know when you go up and you know when you go down, and what levels you'll get paired up with depending on what your current level is and all that stuff. There's a 10 to 12 page explanation of how the ranking system works in Halo 2, and that provides pretty much all the detail that you need,
because I think,
and that, then some,
yeah,
because I think that's really the important thing that people, especially during the days of Halo 3, where ranking was, you know, huge, that people would like buy 50s, people didn't know if they'd rank up two levels, if they de-rank. People didn't know about the ranks. I think the important thing is to know, like, if I perform this, if I win this game and do well, I will rank up, guaranteed. I think people want to know that, rather than just relying on just like, will I rank up? I don't know. Might I rank down? Who knows? That's what annoyed me anyway.
And that's one of the things that, I mean, you can go out there and find how the Halo 2 skill rank works. So definitely go check that out if that's something that you care about. If it's not something you're too intimate on the details with or don't care to be, then you don't have to worry about it. You'll just know that you go up when you play well, and you do go down if you lose. And you go down significantly. Mm-hmm. Although there is kind of a curve up for when you're at the low levels to help you kind of get up there into the ranks a little bit. So it's a lot more forgiving when you're kind of down underneath level 16, but once you hit between 16 and 26, then that's, you're being kind of fully judged against your peers.
I just hope it doesn't bring back deranking, because deranking was bullshit. It really was.
I didn't really run into that in Halo 2. I ran into it often in Halo 3. But Halo 2, it did exist, obviously, but Halo 3 is where it really became a problem.
You just got to find the right playlist. I mean, generally, I think esports playlists that they're going to bring in won't have that. But, you know, things like Team Slayer, you'll get people doing it in team doubles. Like, they'll do that. There will be people who will do that. So
it's inevitable, but I think you just kind of look at the bright side of
we want ranking. Yeah.
Yeah. Play with people that you want to play with and that you know will actually try to do well, and I think you'll be set.
That's the hope, anyway.
So if you're looking for the details of that, just go check out the page that we have, or the Bungie.net article has actually been restored since last time I actually wrote the article. So you can head on over to Bungie.net and search for it there as well. Wrapping up the IGN First coverage for the week, they still have some other stuff that they've been talking about since that has been announced after that week. But the last thing that they talked about was Halo 5 Guardian Armor unlocks for the Master Chief Collection. And the nice thing about these...
Shiny.
Exactly. But it's to the point, though, that... And I know we were talking about this before, but they kind of seem a little fake. They look really plasticky and shiny and all brand new, which...
They remind me of action figures.
They kind of do.
Yeah.
Halo Spartans.
Not to knock on just... I'm sure they put a lot of time and effort into the designs, and I'm sure it's just because... I mean, it could just be the rendering engine on the Xbox One is just that good. Because I'm actually impressed by how well the models look for Halo 2 Anniversary. And I didn't really notice it until the Zanzibar screenshots, like I mentioned on the show. So it's definitely possible to see how clean these are, but I think we're all kind of used to the grungy, scratched up armor that you would see in Halo, because it is supposed to be kind of battle ridden and kind of take damage. Just to see a pristine and clean armor set is a little strange. I don't think it's a bad thing.
It reminds me of the Halo 3 beta. Do you remember how bright those armors and your Spartans stood out in the Halo 3
beta? I
didn't
play the beta.
Compared to the actual release. They were super bright.
I mean, unless, like you say, Dust, maybe... I mean, this is just completely out there, but you start the game with the armor looking like that, and as you go through the game, it picks up like all the mud that would come off the ground, like active environments. If you get a shot, there'll be like an impact wound on your armor. When the game's over, it resets your armor to this pristine looking condition. But it will actually look and change as you're playing a game.
I
don't know if they're going to be.
I don't think
good,
they would actually do
well,
that.
Well, you know, it's just I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, that is something that if they did, though,
that'd be cool from a like machinima standpoint. I know that for sure.
It certainly would.
But
yeah.
having those little details in there for just like general multiplayer play, I don't think that's something that they would particularly focus on. And besides, when you respawn anyway, you'd be getting new armor. So what would be the point?
No, that's what I mean. Like, so you take the shot and then it remembers where you've been shot. So there'll be like a scar on the armor, like a dust patch or something. There'd be something on the armor when you respawn. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I would agree that it would be cool. I don't honestly see them
don't think
doing
happen.
That. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was just voicing that potentially. You never know. Down the line, I might be just like, yeah, Jack was right. Yeah.
Maybe. Anyways, the four armors that you're going to be able to unlock is first the Mark VI Gen 1. And you can unlock this one by earning the Your Journey Begins achievement in the Master Chief Collection. And you'll get the helmet and the armor piece for that armor set. The next one is the Mark VI Scarred. And to get that one, you have to earn the achievement Cairo Station on the Master Chief Collection. So you get the helmet and the armor there. The next one is the Helios Grill, which this one is actually... The history behind this one is kind of interesting. The description behind it is, the Helios Grill is a work of art crafted by a Sangheili prodigy inspired to test her skill against the best that humanity could muster. So this is a Spartan armor designed by a Sangheili female.
So it looks like it.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. That you earn that one also by earning an achievement. You earn the Legend achievement to unlock the helmet and armor set for that. And then Nightfall is the last one. And of course, to get that full set, you have to watch all 5 episodes of Nightfall. If you watch just the first, second story from episode 1, then you get the helmet. But if you watch all of Nightfall, you get the armor as well.
But to be honest, you shouldn't just be watching Nightfall just to get the armor. I hope you'd be watching it to watch it.
Right. And, well, there was some stuff that came out today that we'll talk about in a little bit, but
okay.
As far as getting these armors, though, if you unlock them during the beta, they follow through with you until to the final game. So if you unlock these, you get them in the final game as well. And if you,
I think they're going to be better armors, to be perfectly honest. I think they'll be better armors.
I'm sure you can go and get these afterwards, too, like after the beta hits. But
yeah,
as far as just unlocking them, whenever you unlock them, you'll get them in-game.
I mean, looking at them, I mean, the Mark VI Gen 1 looks cool. I mean, they all look cool, but generally, I think I wouldn't be using those armor sets. I don't.
I'm all about the classic look, so Mark VI, Mark VI or 5, I'm happy, I'm good.
I am personally one of those guys that likes to have the, like, whatever Master Chief has, so I'm going to be going for the Mark VI straight off the bat.
Yep.
Well, you always wear that, so that's fair enough, to be honest. But would you go for Mark VI or Mark VI Scarred? That's the question.
I would... Ooh. Scarred, I think.
Scarred is more in line with Halo 2.
I think you're
I would probably
first,
go with, yeah. Yeah.
you're a sick, twisted individual.
Hey,
the Scarred
hey now.
One. Whoa. Hey now.
Easy.
Hi.
He's there, cowboy.
Okay, I'll But people know the truth now.
Okay, sure. Anyway. One other thing that I kind of forgot to mention that when we were talking about it is for the rank stuff, Frankie actually came out and clarified a few things as well. So for the ranks, you are able to see ranks of other players in the matchmaking lobby. And if you go and select a player before the game starts, you can actually go and see what their highest rank was for that playlist that you're playing in. Also, another important note that we forgot somehow is there is no overall rank for the Master Chief Collection because they deem that the differences amongst all four games is significant enough to not really warrant having an overall rank. And also, the per rank that you have, or per playlist rank that you have, is visible on the playlist whenever you go and select a playlist. So there's actually... on the post that they put on Waypoint, if you go and look at the screenshots, there you can actually see the rank insignias in the corners of the playlists.
Do you have the link with you? Because I don't think I've seen that one.
Yes, I do, actually.
Well, at least I've seen the screenshot. I've seen the screenshot, but I don't think I saw the ranks. I saw it, and they said you can see it in the lobby, but I never actually saw the ranks.
Yeah, I think it's that little top right corner thing that they have. So...
Well, I see the your rank thing down the bottom, but I don't see
anything else. No, so like in the, I think the little top right triangle thing. I think that's going to be indicating. Well, I guess that could be where it's just saying that's a ranked playlist. So maybe I'm wrong, but I think that ranks.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously we see the your rank thing.
Anyways, but yeah, okay. You can see your rank per playlist, and the rank's going to be there for all the ranked playlists, and then not going to be there for the social playlists. Or the non-ranked playlist, as they coined it.
Which is good. I mean, I'm glad they've got that. But when in Halo 4 they released ranking, there was ranking for everything, and it annoyed everyone. People just wanted to have the social side again, so...
Yep.
You've got to have social and rank together.
And Frankie also clarified that wins increase your rank via hidden metric, and it loses rank whenever you lose or quit games. So it's pretty simple. In this tweet, he says hidden metric, which... Since they kind of, or IGN said it was using the Halo 2 skill XP system, so not exactly hidden if they are using that. But anyways, another thing though is that you can dive more deeply into your rank also in your career segment on the main UI, the unified UI.
Mm. Yeah.
So the other big thing of last week too was the cinematics trailer, which looks freaking amazing.
Dust liked it, in case you didn't understand from that.
It was amazing to watch that. There were many of my friends thought that those were real people, not animated or on top animated, if you want to call it. It took a lot of convincing that was a fake trailer.
How would that be a fake trailer? Seriously.
Well, a real Halo trailer, but not live action. There you go. Yeah. Not live
action. Oh, okay. Gotcha. I was going to say, that trailer's like, that's legit.
No.
I mean, it just looks so good with the graphics they've updated. They just do the characters. It's just, I mean, back in when Halo 2 came out, everyone was just like, oh, okay, yeah, these graphics look cool. But you just put them together side by side and you just go, wow. Just wow.
It's stunning. No, it really is. And
it's just lens flares. This is great.
Well, yeah, there were some lens flares in there too. I instantly thought of Star Trek.
Makes everything better. Makes everything better. I instantly thought of oh my god, I've forgotten his name. Guy makes Playtime. I've forgotten his name.
Nevin? Oh yeah.
Yeah. I instantly thought Nevin.
Yeah, he had lens flares too. I forgot about that.
He likes lens
flares.
Yeah,
he does. But it looks amazing. The animation that Blur did for this was outstanding. And we've seen some of their stuff before with Halo. They did all the cutscene for Halo Wars, which was really good. And they did the very first cutscene in Halo 4, the one where Halsey's being interrogated. But
yes, I was going to say it looks like that. Yeah,
just looks beautiful. I'm completely stunned.
Calm yourself, please.
But it's so awesome.
We've still got about an hour left of podcasting. If you can't go off this much tangent.
I can't contain my excitement.
Guys, I think we might be seeing dust just breaking down in set.
No, it's really, they did a really good job. And to have 2.5 minutes of that before it comes out. And for those who have been watching streams, they've been streaming some of the cutscenes as well. But the trailer in of itself just looks fantastic for the cinematic stuff.
And if for some reason you haven't watched it, what are you doing?
Yeah, go watch it.
Stop listening to us right now and watch it, then come back to us afterwards.
Unless you're listening to us live, in which we want you to stay here until afterwards.
Oh, obviously, yeah. Right. I mean, yeah. Oh, right. We can put the link in the description if you wanted to, whilst they're still
here.
Yeah,
Hotscott me covered.
Just in case.
Yep, Hotscott got us covered.
Sweet.
He's doing his good CM duties.
Yay.
We also,
round of applause.
Yay. We also did take some screens from the trailer too, if you want to have those as wallpapers for your desktop or your phone or whatnot. So you can head on over to our site and grab those as well. There's some really good ones. I think we grabbed like 60 or so different shots because there are some really good ones in there. So go on over there, take a look, and grab a few of those if you want to use them. We had the bulletin last week in the middle of everything as well. And there's some pretty good stuff coming down the pipeline, of course. Where did I... Okay, there it is. We have some customizations that they went through and described a little bit. So, of course, you're going to have your emblems and you're going to be able to have a nameplate that you can use. There's 152 from the screenshot that they took. You unlock them over time, I'm assuming, by getting certain achievements and getting probably a certain amount of kills or doing certain things in multiplayer or the campaign. So that's something that they're bringing back. They also have clan tags, which I'm still not exactly sure how those are going to be implemented. It didn't seem like there was enough info to specify whether or not these are a preset set of tags that you can select from, or if you're actually going to be able to actually put in your own clan tag. So for us, it would be just POD, short for Potacular.
I just assumed it would be service tags again. It's just they've renamed it clan tag. I assume it's just a service tag.
I think they're going to show it, though, next to your name.
Oh, they will.
Maybe in the sense that it's they Battlefield will be, but, or Call of Duty.
Yeah, but I think it will just be, you know, it's just service tag, but it will be put, like, in-game, basically. In brackets or something like that.
Maybe. So something like Call of Duty does.
Yeah, pretty much. Call of Duty.
I would guess that's what it's going to be like, but I just haven't seen enough in there to really...
Well, it's the exact same name, so you would assume.
Yeah, I would hope so, but we'll see soon enough. We got 4 days.
It's just these minor things, so it might help. It's helped play people feel like they're creating their own characters, that's all.
Uh-huh.
The more customization, the better.
Gotcha. Yep. They also have some avatars in there, which I'm not exactly sure how they're going to implement that or how that's going to be displayed. Because I know for the most part, whenever you're playing Halo, your avatar is just your Spartan. And now there are these unlockable avatars that you can use. And I'm Not sure how they're going to be displayed in the unified UI either, but there's some more customization options there for you if you're interested. And then in the little emblem screenshot that we got, there is a little gun goose icon, which is kind of reminiscent of Goose Checka and Pete the Duck a little bit. So for all of our listeners who are big fans of them, there's a little homage to them. And there's probably some homages, I would assume, to maybe a couple other iconic people in there. Possibly. We'll see. As far as, let's see, achievements go, they detailed out 50 more achievements that are going to be gracing you on the day one content update. And we went through every single one of them last time, so we'll go ahead and go through them again here. Locally, it's only 50 achievements compared to 400. But
oh dear.
Amongst these 50 achievements, you're going to get an additional 500 gamer scores. So on launch day, there is a potential to get 4,500 gamer score for this game in 450 achievements.
There is no way someone gets 4,500 gamer score on day one. They do that, and that's just ridiculous.
Well, they can't.
They can't because there are some achievements for 3 months down the road.
Well, there's just one. There's just the one.
But that's what there's like. You have to like win something on a certain date, wasn't it?
No, it's you have to be playing the game at least 3 months after the launch of the game, or after after the first time you played the game, you have to be playing it.
Someone will hack it.
I don't think it would be hacked on day one if someone does hack it.
Let's not encourage bad behavior.
Well, Xbox is usually pretty good about enforcing achievements too, so I doubt it would actually happen. Or if it did happen, it wouldn't happen without retribution.
I mean, out of all the achievements, not just these 50, which is the one that you think that you are not going to be able to do?
I think I'll be able to do most of them. The only ones I would be concerned about not getting is some of the ones that were introduced in this one, like completing every single campaign on Legendary in under 3 hours.
Ah, monopolized.
Especially Halo 2.
Oh, well, don't worry. I watch enough speedruns of Monopoly 2 to know that, and if you need any help, I can help you with that. Is that co-op? Can you do it in co-op?
Yes, you can do them co-op, player? And I'm planning to do these all on co-op because that's the quickest way that
so
we're going to be able to get through them.
I will be
them.
There. I know all the shortcuts. I can help you.
And then turn on all the skulls that help you.
I mean, there are... The Envy's the one you want to turn on. That's the only one you really want to turn on. Envy.
Oh, cowbell's fun. That would have been your daddy's
well, okay,
fun.
Okay, cowbell, grand birthday party, yes, but the whole problem with cowbell, obviously, cowbell's the grenade one, isn't it? The big explosion.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, the problem with that is obviously, yes, okay, it makes things easier to get through, but enemy grenades are bigger, you don't necessarily
but,
want that. So grand birthday party, fine.
Well,
but
there's also
I think Envy's the big
there's one. Also the scarab skull.
Ooh, well, let's not cheat.
What do you mean? It's not cheating if it's something that you can use
oh,
that, in the game.
I'm going to try and do it without using the scarab gun for every single bullet I fire out of every gun.
But it sounds so much fun.
It does, but I'm going to try and do it without doing it that way.
Hey, if they give me the tools to make it to where it's that easy, then I'm going to use them as much
I
as
think
I can.
You should try it to start with, and then if you can't do it, go ahead and
okay.
cheat. Fine.
Four-player co-op. Legendary. All helpful skulls on, minus the scarab skull. I'll try that
just
first.
Just don't put iron on and we'll be fine.
That'd be stupid.
It's what you know, some people.
Yeah, anyways. So the 50 achievements that we got here. The first category is custom games and miscellaneous. So the first one is Game Master for 5 gamer score. Create and saved 5 custom game types. So encouraging the Forge here a little bit. Master Forger for 5 gamer score. Create and save 5 custom maps in Forge. Bite the Hand, 10 gamer score. Kill a 343 developer in matchmaking or someone who has this achievement. I have a feeling I'll get that one pretty quick.
Yeah, I know. It'll happen.
Because I'm sure I'll be playing with people that work at 343.
Hey, now.
Hey.
Yeah, but you won't kill you won't kill them.
What do you mean I won't kill them?
They'll be modding. They'll be just like, no, Dust Storm, you can't do it.
I'm sure I'll be able to do it. Halo CE, Goat Roped for 30 gamer score, which is a shout out to one of the speedrunners. Halo CE, complete all Halo CE legendary campaign missions in under 3 hours. Halo 2, Monopolized for 30 gamer score. Complete all Halo 2 legendary campaign missions in under 3 hours. Destination Vacation, 10 gamer score. View one of the seasonal signs on Zanzibar in classic multiplayer.
I don't know that one.
What?
Really?
I don't think I do. I mean, I knew the one they talked
on
about
the beach?
On Oh, right. Okay,
the little shark sign.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know what they were talking about. I mean, I knew what they were talking about with the Battle Creek one, but I didn't know that one.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Why So Serious? 5 gamer score. View the smiling face in the classic multiplayer map Coagulation. Why Am I Here? 5 gamer score. View this hidden message on the classic Beaver Creek map. I actually don't know where that one is.
Oh, I know. It's on. You go up the cliff towards the rocket, the other side of the rocket launcher, and it's just on the wall.
Oh, okay. Oh, is that where by the little rocks are?
Yes, it's where the rocks fall
down.
Okay,
okay. Yeah. I know where that is.
It's hidden. You can see, especially on the last version, you could just see there's like a huge like frame that comes out from the wall that you can actually see.
Okay.
It's hard to read Why Am I Here, but it's there.
Gotcha. Next one is Animal Habit. Spot. This is 5 gamer score. Spot the hippo on the walls of Headlong in classic multiplayer. That one's easy.
Hungry, hungry hippos.
Sid Graffiti, 5 gamer score. Spot the Sid Graffiti on the walls of Coagulation in classic multiplayer. Halo 3, Devastating for 30 gamer score. Complete all Halo 3 legendary campaign missions in under 3 hours. Man on the Moon, 5 gamer score. Halo 3, he's watching you. That one's on Standoff?
If you believe, they put a man on the
which one? Which level is that? I thought it was.
I know that there is a helmet hidden in the clouds of Blackout, but I don't think that's the one they're talking about.
No, I think it. So I think it's Standoff. I'm not sure.
Can you see a moon on that one? Can't remember.
Yeah, it's past the satellite dishes, isn't it? Anyways,
I thought this was a planet. Oh, wait,
anyways, yep. Hippo. If someone in the chat knows, then type it out and we'll read it out. Next one is Hippo Hero for 5 gamer score. Who dared to discard this brave animal?
What's with them and hippos?
I don't know. Bungie likes hippos, I guess. Elder Signs, 10 gamer score. View two different signs on Valhalla. And that's it for Halo 3. Halo 4, You're Joking. That's what Pro Ace Joker. For 30 gamer score. Complete all Halo 4 legendary campaign missions in under 3 hours. And then the laundry list for Halo 2 Anniversary.
Oh, God.
For 10 gamer score. Invaders Repelled. In King of the Hill, kill 5 opponents within your controlled hill. Triple Threat, 10 gamer score. In Ricochet, pass once, score once, and kill at least one enemy in the same match. Bombing Run, 10 gamer score. In Assault, take, plant, and score the bomb. Score the bomb from the spawn without dying or dropping the bomb. Cold Fusion, 5 gamer score. Kill an enemy or kill an opponent by detonating a fusion coil. That one's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Counter Sniped, 10 gamer score. With a sniper rifle or beam rifle, kill an enemy that was zoomed in. That one's going to be easy.
That'll happen. Yep. That would just happen whenever.
Imminent Domain, 10 gamer score. In territories, control any 3 territories simultaneously for 30 seconds. Staying Alive.
Again, that would happen.
10 gamer score. And Juggernaut, survive as a Juggernaut for 30 seconds.
That's easy.
Top Gun Goose, 10 gamer score. Get a kill with the Gun Goose while airborne.
That is going to be hard.
Yeah, it was hard in Halo 4.
That's going to be difficult. That's going to be very difficult. So, that's the point. That's what I want to know. I think the achievement's going to be glitched that if you were to throw a grenade at someone or fire a rocket, get in the Gun Goose, get airborne, I think you'll get the achievement. Probably. I think you can cheat that way.
It's going to be not as hard, I think, on Coagulation or Bloodline. Yeah, Bloodline. I think that's where you're going to get that one, or most people are going to get that.
You just basically start goosing again. I'm certainly going to start goosing, get the brute shot, and just start firing from behind, and just basically brute shotting the flying over the map.
Try to shoot out one of the Hornets or Banshees as you're in the Gun Goose, and get it down enough, and then try to go over a hill, and just finish it off.
I guess.
That works, too.
I'm sure there'll be plenty of places that people will find make it easy, to be honest.
And, of course, you could just make a Forge map and do it, too.
I know, that's all the problem. You can do it in Forge. I wanted all this stuff to be in matchmaking, really.
Yeah, this is just saying multiplayer. It's not saying matchmaking, so I'm assuming you can do it on a Forge map.
Custom games, yep.
Bloody Thirsty, 5 gamer score. Found and destroyed the Blast Soda Can on Bloodline. Thirst Locked Down, 5 gamer score. Found and destroyed the Blast Soda Can on Lockdown. Rule Your Thirst, 5 gamer score. Found and destroyed the Blast Soda Can on Warlord. High Altitude Thirst, 5 gamer score. Found and destroyed the Blast Soda Can on Zenith. Worship Your Thirst, 5 gamer score. found and destroyed the Blast Soda Can on Shrine, and Gate Your Thirst. 5 gamer score, found and destroyed the Blast Soda Can on Stonetown. And finally, Blastacular, 15 gamer score, destroyed all the Halo 2 Anniversary multiplayer Blast Soda Cans. So this is almost like the skulls that they had for the last two Mythic DLC packs on Halo 3 kind of thing. Going and finding these things in the multiplayer map. Yes. Next one is The Goose Is Loose. For 10 gamer score, get 25 kills with a gun goose in multiplayer. Shook the Hornet.
That happened.
Yeah. Shook the Hornet's Nest, 10 gamer score. Get 30 kills with the Hornet in multiplayer. Skeet Shooter, 10 gamer score. Killed 15 opponents that were airborne from a man cannon. Red versus Blue, 10 gamer score. Win 10 matches on Bloodline in multiplayer. Cold as Ice, 10 gamer score. On lockdown, kill an opponent with the Hanging Ice, or stalactites as they're properly called.
Indeed.
Power Play, 10 gamer score. On Warlord, get 5 overshield power-ups that become available in a single game. Shield.
That's actually going to be harder, I think, than people think. Unless you just basically go for it.
Again, customs.
Yeah, I'll stop. Daniel, customs.
Sorry to steal your thunder. Shields up. On Zenith, personally activate the center energy shield 3 times in 1 match made game. Wet Work for 5 gamer score. On Shrine and CTF, activate the enemy base waterfall and, before it stops, grab the flag. MVP for 5 gamer score. Finished as a top player on your team in a match made game. Grand Theft Halo, 10 gamer score. In 1 match, steal a total of 5 occupied vehicles from their opponents. Tour of Duty, 10 gamer score. Complete a game in every one of the 6 updated anniversary multiplayer maps. Double Down, 10 gamer score. In anniversary multiplayer, receive 2 or more double kill medals. Warden, 10 gamer score. In anniversary matchmaking, stop the killing spree of another player. Blown Out of the Sky, 10 gamer score. Blow up the Banshee or Hornet in flight while piloted with the rocket launcher. Decorated Warrior, 10 gamer score. Get awarded at least 10 different medals in 1 non-team multiplayer game. Ninja Redux, 10 gamer score. Kill 5 people with melee from behind in anniversary matchmaking. Flaming Ninja Anniversary, 10 gamer score. Kill an opponent that has the Ninja Redux achievement in anniversary matchmaking. Legendary Slayer, 10 gamer score. Kill an opponent that has the Legendary Anniversary achievement. Zealot, 10 gamer score. Win 10 multiplayer games as an elite. And finally, Put Up Your Dukes for 10 gamer score. Get 25 melee kills in multiplayer. So that is the additional 50 achievements that we're going to get with the day one content update, which actually came out today. So if you guys have already pre-ordered the digital version of the Master Chief Collection, then there is the game one update waiting for you to download to your console right now. There are people that have reported issues with getting it to download. If you're having problems, one of the things that Xbox has recommended is that you do the full power down, which is holding the power button on the Xbox for 10 seconds, waiting a few more seconds, and then turning it back on and seeing if that will kick off the auto update process.
Plus,
and if it hasn't popped
days.
Up, then just make sure that you just keep on trying, and you have 4 more days, like Jack said.
Calm down. It hasn't happened yet. There's still time.
Right.
So. We're getting into the meat of it now, I think.
No, we still have a couple more things to talk about.
Oh, my boy.
Yep, I know. There's a lot to go over.
Also, more or less, stop talking now.
Oh, you'll get your chance to talk. Believe me, you'll get your chance to talk.
No, Hoss has stopped.
Yeah, I'm letting the achievements be listed.
Yeah. No, not me. Hoss was. Hoss stopped talking.
Oh,
gotcha. I was watching him in the chat, just basically just writing, just like, yeah.
Anyways. Well, so a couple other things are going on that wasn't exactly big news announcements, but something that we figured we would go ahead and talk about here. First thing is Something Digital or Something Productions, I forget what their thing is, Something, which is the record label behind all the Halo soundtracks, is having a sale in celebration of the Master Chief Collection launch and the 10-year anniversary of Halo 2, where every single Halo soundtrack is 50% off from their digital store. So if you head on over to something.com slash Halo Dash sale, you'll be able to go and buy any one of the Halo soundtracks except for the Halo 2 anniversary soundtrack, which of course that's releasing in conjunction with the Master Chief Collection here in a few days on the 11th of November. But if there's a soundtrack that you are looking for, which you don't have, then this is a great opportunity for you to go out and get it. And it is a digital download, so you don't have to worry about ripping from a CD or anything. You can just download it, put it on your iPod or whatever other music player that you have, and get all those nice fancy sounds of Halo's right to your ears. Mm. So definitely check that out. I know a few people have already taken advantage of that discount from replies that we've gotten on Twitter. And that sale lasts through January 2015. No specific date, just lasts through that month. So you still have a good amount of time to actually go get them. You have another 2 months or so. But if you're looking for some of the soundtracks, definitely go check out this sale. One of the other things that was announced a little earlier this week was the opening of the Halo store. So that's been opened up. There are some new t-shirts up there. You can go and buy some Mega Bloks. There is the lunch pail that they showed off, what was it, back in February during that New York Toy Fair. I think that's it was. And you can go buy the little Master Chief helmet keychain, the Cortana keychain, and a few other Halo goodies over there as well. They have the, was it Bang Halo game that's up there?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes, Bang.
And you can also buy the latest release of Halo Broken Circle, which is the latest novel in the Halo universe. And I will actually be reading that on my flight up to LA for this weekend, I hope, and get through a good portion of it and give it hopefully a review by next week sometime. Mm-hmm. I know when talking with the publishers about the book at New York City Comic Con, that they had, at least the guy I talked to was very excited about what they were talking in there. And I know a lot of people have already went to go pick it up, but if you're looking for to go get it, then definitely check that out. Also, we posted on our website a little while ago a review of the Halo Journal and the poster collection by Insight Editions, and those are now out and available for purchase from Amazon or from their website, insighteditions.com. So if you are interested in getting either one of those, I know the poster collection is really good quality. We actually got some pictures up for you on the Halo Collector website. So if you go to halocollector.com, which actually redirects to the Facebook page, you can scroll down a little bit and you can see a picture of all the posters that are included in there. And there's some pretty good ones in there, which I haven't seen before. So I was actually pretty impressed by the variety that they had in the book. So if you haven't collected posters at all in the past for Halo, and you're looking to add some or maybe give your room some Halo decorations, then the poster collection is actually a pretty good grab, and I would suggest going and getting it. Also, the Halo Journal is really cool. It has some nice little details on the cover. It's leather-bound, and it has the UNSC ONI logo on the front, and then it has UNSC printed on the back, and it has nice little edge work around the edges of the cover. On the inside, it has a little picture of Nightfall, and then on the back, it's a picture of Halo, and it's actually one of the pictures of one of the posters in the poster collection. And there's a little pouch back there, so you can put some other notes or other little like badges or whatever else you collect or want to keep with you in that journal. So it's really cool. It's going to be something I'm going to use to collect signatures with, so I think that's kind of a good purpose for it. But if you're looking for some Halo stuff, then that's definitely something to check out. And that might be over on the Waypoint store. I'm checking real quick. Yes, those are both over on the Waypoint store as well. So the journal is $18.95. The poster book is $24.99. And Broken Circle is $16.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find the Halo store at halowaypointstore.com, just in case you guys didn't know that. So that's out. And another announcement for today before we start to get into the big main topic of what we're going to be covering today is Triforce has come out with their plasma rifle and blue plasma rifle full-size replicas. This was something that they were supposed to originally show at New York Comic Con, but they didn't have the time to. But they now have made the announcement, and you can pre-order yours now. The only thing is they're kind of expensive. The regular plasma pistol, or plasma rifle, which is the blue one, the elite one, is worth $600, and you can reserve yours by putting down a $150 deposit on their website. And then the brute plasma rifle one, which is the red one, is retail at $650, and you have to put down a deposit of $162.50. Now, these are very exclusive because there's only 500 made of the regular plasma rifle and only 150 made of the brute plasma rifle. So this is a high collector's item for anyone that's interested out there.
You getting one?
No.
I'm taking donations if anybody knows anything.
I would love to pick one of these up. Actually, I would love to pick both of these up, but right now I'm spending money on the trip to LA.
Mm.
So, no, I'm going to pass right now. And unless they have some that haven't sold, maybe by the time February or March comes around, then I might consider buying one. But right now, no, it doesn't look like I'm going to actually get either of these.
Oh, well.
It's a very limited run, though, to only do 500 and 150. That's a very limited run compared to how many Halo fans are out there. Although, I'm sure they're kind of more thinking along the lines of any serious Halo collector is going to buy these up, so they're probably not going to have an issue of having additional stock left over probably by the time Christmas rolls around.
The last thing you want is to have 100 plasma rifles just sitting there just like, well, they look great, but what do we do with them now?
True. But that gives time for people that maybe don't have as much money going into the holiday season to wait a little bit. And then as New Year comes over, it's like, hey, I have some money. I'll actually go and buy this now.
Yeah, fair enough.
Oh.
At least that's my thinking of it. Right.
We'll see.
So actually someone in the chat said they actually already have some of the posters from the poster collection. So that's pretty cool. The only thing about the poster collection also that I forgot to mention is they are double-sided. So if you're looking to hang up all 40 posters, then you're going to have to buy two of them. Yeah, it kind of sucks a little bit.
Silly. Why would it be double-sided? I guess just put them on a mirror or put them on a window.
Then you'd only be able to really see one side of it.
Yeah,
unless you're talking about like a window in an office building. Yeah, because I'm going to go outside and just look up at my window just to see the other side of the freaking poster.
Exactly.
Maybe you would do that.
Yeah. Well, if you've been on like a bedroom window, like when you like come home, you see it like, oh, there's that side. Oh, now I'm in my room. Oh, that looks nice. Practical use.
Maybe stuff. For you.
Well, maybe.
Maybe for you, dude. For me, it's a little different. I would want to see it all, personally. But that's just me. So, on to the big news, which just was announced yesterday as of this recording, and that is that we finally have a dedicated Halo esports league called the Halo Championship Series. Jack is squealing like a little girl.
So, Dust, yeah, what's our team name?
Are you seriously considering this?
Oh, why not?
I mean, you're the more professional person here. I mean, yeah, you could try to train me, but I'm sure there's plenty of other teams that are amateurs that would be better than me.
Well, yeah, it's a bit of fun, though. Plus, you know, if I make a splash, I can always get traded. So, you know, always trade me.
It's true. For cash incentives and draft picks.
Exactly.
Maybe they actually help get you paid to come over here more often.
Maybe. Let's do it.
So, yes, big news for this week was the announcement of the Halo Championship Series. And this is looking to go a long way. We've actually seen some coordination with Halo Waypoint in the past and Twitch ESL and a few other tournament organizers. And this is just making everything official for the most part. So 343 is partnering up officially with Twitch and ESL, and they're going to be partnering with some other tournament hosters as well. I think UGC has already had, or they made an announcement today that they're having an officially sanctioned tournament. Also, Iron Gaming has one as well. And there's a few other ones, which I haven't had time to write down, but this is growing really fast just for being announced yesterday. And as far as the competitive community is concerned, everyone is going goo goo gaga over this. They're really excited. They this is going to be Microsoft and 343 directly having a say and having input in funding these tournaments. Or, well, not completely funding, but you know what I mean. Yeah. They're putting their backing behind it. And Bungie in the past, they kind of supported MLG at certain points along the way. And now 343 is really stepping up to the plate and saying, yes, we believe in competitive Halo. We want to see this be supported and we want to see this go far. And that's what they're doing with the championship series.
Competitive gaming is a huge market. It's a massive market. People now realize that. People need to realize that, and they have now. It's mammoth.
It is.
Think of the games.
Well,
that
it's going to be mammoth.
Competitive play helps blow up. Call of Duty blew up with competitive play.
And look at League of Legends.
Halo 1, 2, and Halo 3 to a point. And then when you got to Reach in Halo 4, competitive community didn't support it. And you could kind of see just the general Halo base didn't support it. And those could be related and they could not be, but I kind of pin them as being a related issue.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. I mean, who knows?
Right.
But very non-committal that. I was going to sit on the fence for now.
Yeah, me too. Some of the details behind the championship series is the first season is going to be played in Halo 2 Anniversary from the Master Chief Collection, which is no duh. It's going to kick off, the actual series is going to kick off shortly after the launch of the Master Chief Collection. So the Invitational is not included as part of the championship series, but it's definitely kind of a launching point into it.
Oh, it's just to show what's going on, basically, yeah.
Right. So the championship series preseason is going to run through March 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of the tournaments that are already there, like the UGC one and the Iron Gaming one, are going to be part of that. This is going to be straight up 4v4, which will be a combination of online events and in-person LAN events. There's going to be official sanctioned tournaments and there's going to be a point system, which I'm assuming is going to be very similar to how the point system worked for MLG, for team ranks and player ranks.
And I assume it will be dependent on who you play, because obviously, you know.
Right. And then they have the last thing here. At the end of each season, teams with the highest HCS point totals will be invited to compete at the HCS Seasonal Finals in March 2015. And of course, we'll get more details on that. But there's statements from 343, Twitch, and ESL on their kind of excitement for seeing this come to fruition. For everyone that has been with Halo for a while, you pretty much know that Halo was kind of laid the groundwork for the FPS genre in esports and kind of really started that scene in the first place. So to see that we actually finally have, after
last time was what, 2010?
Well, when did MLG first start?
MLG Halo 1? They would have started back 2002.
Yeah, it was early Halo 1.
Yeah, I think about 2002 times. And then the last event that MLG did was obviously the Halo 4 Invitational that they did at the start of Halo 4.
Which is early November 2012.
Yeah.
That wasn't really competitive Halo.
Wow. And then obviously AGL gave it a go, but they got the fans, but then there was a problem with AGL that we're not going to, but... You know.
Right. Yeah. So as far as what this series is turning out to be, though, it's going to be something that I think every Halo fan is going to be able to tune into. Because that's one of the things that I feel Halo has had really going for it, is you can come and watch these competitive events. And even if you're a casual person, or even if you're really competitive and really following certain teams, you just have fun watching it.
Mm. Well, I mean, for me, I always did. But I think that was the problem with other things, is that the social players felt like they were alienated. And I think that's what, I don't like saying COD's done it, but I think that's almost what COD has done, that they've realized now social can transpond into competitive, because COD basically is just the social side of jump on, play around and done. But there is that MLG side, and people who just watch social, like just play it for fun, will watch it. And so I think with Halo, it's the same kind of thing, that now people who just play social will now watch competitive gaming because they are now interested.
Well, I can say for me that whenever I first picked up Halo, I wasn't that big into the competitive scene. And then once I heard about MLG, I started watching. I'm like, this was really fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Especially so when you can hear the crowd in the background.
Yes. Which
That's so exciting.
Whenever they changed which was, I think, after the finals in 2009, I want to say, is when they went from having the stage for Halo 2 to having three different stages.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I mean, because, you know, they had to make way for StarCraft because it was bigger. It's just the way they had to be.
It just, having that kind of arena stage feel, just, it drove so much hype for that stage. And it was a completely different experience than having the three separate stages and just having basically just row seats, like pews.
I mean, you were there at the Global Championship, weren't you? So what was that like?
Yeah.
I mean, that was...
Oh, that was crazy.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that's what they were hoping to get back to. And I think because of how the turnout showed, it showed that people are ready for Halo to come back.
And with the integration that Twitch has with the Master Chief Collection, with Halo 2 Anniversary, that's going to be playing a pretty big part of it from pros streaming and then from them actually doing broadcasts for competitive events. I think that's going to be a big part of it. And it's a step that they're kind of taking, too.
Well, I mean, let's hope so.
But this is just... It's all great stuff that's coming down the pipeline, and teams have already started to reform and kind of come into getting ready for this series coming up, which will be, of course, right after the Invitational. There's going to be, of course, more information during the Invitational tournament, which is going to be this weekend, which I will be there covering a little bit and getting to talk with some of the pros.
Bastard.
Right. But hey, be nice. And for those who don't know, the Invitational Tournament is going to be on November 8th and November 9th. And it's going to be 32 of the top Halo players competing for their share of $50,000, which is nuts.
Think of that moolah.
Yes, think of that moolah indeed.
I mean, because that's what it used to be, was every single event. Every single event would be that. I mean, back in MLG days, before like the finals, like the big tournament at the end, it would just be 20,000 would be the top prize. So it's effectively the same as it was before.
Right. So breaking that prize pool down, though, going into some more of the details of what's going to be going on during the Invitational, it's going to be held at ESL's headquarters in Burbank, California. And out of the $50,000 prize pool, it's going to break down to, for the first place team, 20,000. Second place is 12,000. Third place is 6,000. Fourth place is 4,000. Fifth and sixth are 2,500. And seventh and eighth are 1,500. So all the teams that are going will get some kind of money in return.
Which is nice.
Yeah. If not, it just pays for them to go out there.
Well, because the only team that's really got to go out there is TCM. And I would assume that TCM is sending them out there. That's the British team.
I would assume so.
Ramirez and I'm guessing that they won't be paying to go out there.
I doubt Straight Rippin' is, because T-Squared is sponsored by Steel Series.
Well, I doubt any of them are, but I mean, TCM is the one that really have to travel the big distance to get there.
Yeah.
Everyone else, you know, catch a flight, $100 maybe, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure they're all sponsored. I mean, VWS is obviously sponsored. I don't know about things like Purple Rain, like Gandhi. I don't know if they're sponsored, but we all know Optic Gaming. Yeah, they're sponsored.
Yep. I have a feeling that's going to be, they'll either get first or second place.
I mean, we can break down the bracket, so if you want later on.
Yeah, that's your arena. That's why you're here.
Okay.
So if you want to dive into that right now, then go for it.
Okay, so Polish should read out the teams, yes. Okay, should we talk about the coaches? Because coaches can make a difference. So
yeah, I would say do the roster and then talk about the coaches.
Okay, so first up, we got Optic Gaming, Flamesword, Pistola, Ace, Snipe Down, and
the God Squad.
Coach being Elamite Warrior. Most people do think that is now the new God Squad. Ace and Pistola, Snipe Down. Flamesword's obviously captain. I think he has been a great captain for teams like Status Quo in the past, but I'm still not on board with Flamesword at the moment. I still think he can choke some things away, so we'll have to see about that. But you know, that is the team that's favored. Next up, you got VWS Gaming, Naded, Legit, Goofy, Mikrin. That's the team I want to win.
Yeah,
that's my team that I want to win, mainly because of what Naded has been doing. And I've told you about this. When everyone else No, I didn't boycott Halo, but went off to do other things, like other things streaming. Naded stuck at it. He kept playing. He said, you know, I'll keep streaming. And that's why he gets thousands of viewers every single time he streams every day. So I hope he wins.
And he deserves a win, too.
He deserves to win. I hope Naded wins, to be honest. And their coach is... Sorry, let me just quickly find it. It's Wolfmane. So you know someone else who has been part of the pro circuit for quite a while. Agency, we got Ninja, Hysteria, Fear Itself, and Victory X. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but it's kind of very similar to the roster when Ninja first entered the pro circuit back in Halo Reach days, except for the fact you trade Victory X for Tots. But that team, I've seen them practice a couple of times on Ninja stream. They look like they're definitely working well together, so they could be very good, but I don't expect them to place higher than... I don't expect them to be top two. I expect they'll do well, but they've got Taui as a coach, so... Former Instinct coach there, so definitely good. Believe the Hype, Formal, Lethal, APG, Maniac. Those are just the bare power slayers. I think in slayer game types, they'll do well, but in objective, they may fall down. Because Formal sniper guy, Lethal sniper guy, APGs, you know, they all like to be the sniper guy and the main power slayer. So if you see how they work out there, Believe the Hype, obviously, Mr. X's coach. TCM is the guys from the UK, Riot's Chalky, Ramirez, Too Foxy. Now, one thing is about Chalky, because he's the one who's coming up as like the big star of this four. Chalky, back in Halo 3 days, was number one on Halo charts forever. He was number one. No one ever dethroned him. I remember playing him ages ago, back in Halo 3, and then in Halo Reach when they formed TCM Gaming, but I don't think it was quite this team. They weren't that good back in Halo Reach days, so it really makes me happy that they are now where they are. And their coach is obviously Xavier. You guys can chip in at any time.
Chalky reminds me of Cloud. Do you remember Cloud?
Yeah, obviously Cloud, yeah.
Who kind of just his quick rise to fame. That's what Chalky reminds me of.
Chalky has that ability to just go ham whenever, and in that sense he's got a bit of Pistola about him as well, because Pistola has the bit of where he'll always go ham, so in a way it's not, but Chalky I think can play up with the ability of everyone else on there, bar maybe the fantastic players like Pistola, Snipe Down Ace from Opta Gaming, but I think he can match easily anyone else who's been invited. I think,
yep, agreed.
Now Straight Rippin, T-Squared, Ryanoob, Roy, Straight Sick. Who knows? I mean, that's Straight Rippin. I've seen T-Squared practicing at times. He looks a little bit rusty, but then T-Squared is still T-Squared, so he'll turn up. But then when you have a coach, their coach is Walshy, so that alone makes things a big deal. And let's not forget, Roy is Roy. I mean, Ryanoob and Straight Sick, Ryanoob has a win to his name, but Straight Sick is FFA guy. But Roy is... He was part of the God Squad. He was part of Instinct when doing that area. So, you know, Roy can definitely play. So that's a team to watch out for. STK is actually on the Beyond Entertainment, the team favored to come second, which is Hinds, Ogre 2, Snakebite, and Royal 2.
Now, they're my sentimental favorite.
I mean, that is just a team. I mean, that's the team just, although Hinds is captain, that's just the team that basically says, hi, I'm Ogre 2. so, you know, it's all going to be about Ogre 2, but on that team, it's going to be up to Royal 2 to really carry that team, I feel. He is the power slayer, I feel, for them. So we'll have to see how he plays. It's been a long time since I've seen any of them stream. So I don't know what it is now. I don't know if they are still going with Royal 2 being the power slayer. But I know certainly in Halo Reach days, he was the guy, the go-to guy back on, I think. He was on late Status Quo, I think, in the end, I think he went to. He was definitely the guy. And I know, certainly, during like games against Turning Point, which used to be Walshy's old team with Ninja, Miquin, and Naded, he would destroy them on things like Sank Flag. So, obviously, Shrine, it's still there. He could be a great player on that map. And that's, obviously, Coach Diesel, who we all know as well. And finally, you've got Purple Rain. You've got just the classics. You've got Gandhi, Elitist, Maven, and Legion. You know, I'm so happy they got an invite. I'm happy that Gandhi's there, and I'm happy he's made this kind of team. But if we're being honest, they're the only team, I think, at the moment, unless they've got a coach since Beyond Entertainment posted, who don't have a coach, and we're not really expecting much from them. But you never know. Gandhi was a Halo 2 guy. He may. Oh, you never know.
Gandhi.
You never know.
Loved Gandhi. I just want to hear him talk. The entire
I do too. Just talk smack. Let's just talk smack.
Savages. Have you guys seen his videos?
Oh, yes.
What videos? Oh, right, yes.
Savage
yeah.
talk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, do you guys have the bracket in front of you, or do you want me to link you the bracket?
If you could link it to
please.
Me, please.
I will quickly link the bracket. Okay, it's halfway down the post. And I'll quickly put it in the stream.
Thank you.
Okay. So we can just walk through this. We don't have to walk through the loser's bracket too much. We can if you want, but it's just the main bracket we can go through. So first up is Agency versus Optic Halo. So Ninja Squad versus Flame Sword Squad. Although, you know, Ninja is Ninja, and that's a good start. I don't think any of us are thinking that Optic Halo won't get through that round. So, you know, Optic Halo gets through that one.
Right.
Is it best of three or best of five? I didn't find that one out. I assume.
We'll be competing... Team Slayer, that doesn't say.
Well, it's just I was going to predict scores. If it's best of three, 2-0. If it's best of five, 3-1.
So remember, it's just these eight teams, and they're playing over Saturday and
Sunday. I've
got to
think best of five. It's got to be best of five.
I'm thinking it's best of five.
Yeah. Also, there's more than five maps that they want to show off. So, you know, and there's like Slayer and Objective types. So you got at least 11 game types.
Whoa. Hang on. They're only going to be playing... Probably, I don't know. Maybe Zenith, Shrine for sure. They're probably
Shrine,
not going to play
Lockdown,
Stonetown.
And Warlord are the only three levels.
Well, I guess. Well, no, they could do Stonetown if they do like.
No, I got it right here. They'll be competing in Team Slayer, Neutral Bomb, Three Flag, Five Flag, and King of the Hill on Shrine, Lockdown, and Warlord.
So that's 11 game types there, clearly. So that's okay. Best of 5 series. So yeah, best of 5, and then if they play again, best of 11. So that's 11 game types, so it's back to the original. So I think 3-1 to Optic Halo there. Purple Rain, believe the hype. You know what? I would love to say Purple Rain get the win, but I can't. I think that the Power Slayers of Thormal and Lethal and APG and Maniac will win that game. But I think that will be close. I think that could be a 3-2, believe the hype. What about you guys?
Yeah. You know, I'll give Purple Rain the edge.
Ooh.
Honestly.
Ooh.
I'm a Gandhi believer. It's kind of pathetic. I just remembering what he was in Halo 2 and able to, in terms of sports, and I kind of think this translates it over to Halo. He gets in your head and he makes you play worse. And I think if he is able to get into APG's or Maniac's head. I'm giving Purple Rain the edge. I'm going to say 3-2 Purple Rain.
Oh, so we got our first decision, Dust?
I'm going to have to go with Jack on this one. I'm going to have to say BTH is going to pull it out. I mean, BTH Purple Rain on. Could come back. Purple Rain could come back to the loser's bracket, though, too.
It'll be a 50-49 Game 5 win. Team Slayer on lockdown.
Who gets the final kill?
Dude, Gandhi.
And who on who?
On APG.
Okay, fair enough.
I was going to say APG on like Maven or Gandhi.
Moving on, we got SDK versus VWS Gaming. Now, Heinz, Elgato, Royal Snakebite versus Nader, Legit, Goofy, Mikwin. I think this is the tightest one of all the matchups, to be perfectly honest. Actually, looking at the next one, I don't know. I'm going to go with my heart and say VWS Gaming to win, but that's... I'm going to go against the grain. I mean, everyone on Beyond Entertainment thinks that it should be SDK, but I don't. I want to go with VWS, but not by much. 3-2. It's a 3-2 again.
Yeah, that's definitely a 3-2 matchup.
Really? I got VWS 3-1. And it's not like VWS has played Halo 2 Anniversary, and they played pretty well. And watching them at PAX, they kind of seem to get their footing later on.
Hmm.
I think that experience will kind of help push them past a lot of these teams, especially in the early going.
I also think just the fact that Nader and Legit have been on a team for quite a while. Nader and Mikwin have teamed together before, and Legit and Goofy have teamed together before. They've all been on teams with each other before, which I think should help as well. Even before, like, the Halo, you know, anniversary one they did. They've all been on the team before with each other. So that should hopefully help. So, Dust, we're going...
That's true.
We're all going for VWS. So VWS progress. Now we got Straight with Mustard TCM Gaming
I'm kind of like, for this one, that one's hard because TCM put up a good showing at Gamescom. They really did.
I've got to go with Straight Ripping for the simple fact that it's the team with, you know, look at T-Squared, and that doesn't make me think that they could win, but it's Roy. It's just Roy.
And Roy.
Roy makes me think that they'll win that game.
That's true. Well, and they have kind of the older experience of playing Halo 2 in the past, which does kind of give them an edge. Now, I mean, there are certain aspects of Halo 2 Anniversary that are different, but I feel like if anyone's going to be able to pick it up quickly, Straight Ripping's going to be one of those teams that can pick up that game super quick.
Okay, so we'll move on to match two. So we put Opticalo versus Bleed the Hype, and again, it's Opticalo go through to the final.
Opticalo, I know. They're the God Squad.
I mean, unless something happens there, Opticalo's going through to the final there. I don't think any of us are in any disagreement there.
No.
I think that'll be a 3-0 wash, to be perfectly honest. I think that's a sweep.
Yeah.
VWS.
I don't know if it's a sweep. 3-1.
Okay, fair
enough.
I'm
going to say 3-1.
VWS versus Straight Ripping?
VWS. VWS 3-0 or 3-1.
Really?
I think VWS, but 3-2.
It has to be close between those two. I like the matchups here. I really do like how close a lot of these matchups are going to be.
Yeah,
I don't think that one will be close at all.
Why?
I think Straight's rusty. Roy is awesome. They were all awesome in their primes, but I think VWS is too well practiced for Straight Ripping, and it will show.
The thing is, I know they've practiced, but I don't know if they've practiced together. Because I see Nate is streaming alone a lot of the time. Now, he has practiced like crazy, but I don't know if they practice together.
I don't know. I'm just calling it that way.
I'm going with
my gut.
I don't think it'll be as far away as you think. Now, we go into matchups of... I don't know whether they'll do... Will it be the Agency versus Purple Rain and SDK versus TCM, or will they match that up? Should we just say it like that?
I would say the Agency versus Purple Rain and then SDK versus...
So
TCM.
I think the Agency wins that one. Not easily, but Agency wins that one against Purple Rain. I think Purple Rain fall out and they get 7-8.
I would agree with that, yeah.
I hate to say it, but SDK versus TCM Gaming, if we are doing that way, I can't see SDK losing two games in a row, and I see them winning in TCM Gaming 8-7th as well. 7-8.
Okay, really? Do you not have faith in TCM because we're not as familiar with them as
I think
these
TCM
other
probably
players.
Has a good amount of experience with the Master Chief Collection.
I am more familiar with these guys than you would believe. I have scrimmed against them in Reach days, and I've played against
them. That's Reach.
Yeah, but I've played against them, and I know their communication skills. I've played with them, and I've played against their communication skills. If they go behind, I know they had that fantastic comeback on Zenith, that one that everyone was shocked at. But their communication skills, if they get flustered, they're gone. And the fact that a team that we put together, myself and three other guys put together, were able to beat them in a series kind of makes me feel that no. Now, it wasn't the exact team here. I wasn't playing against Chalky, but I played against Chalky in the past, but I have played against Riots and 2Foxy and Ramirez. So I can't believe the hype on that one. Ha ha ha. But I think they will fall out. I think they'll give a good performance, but I think everyone's saying it's all about Chalky, and it really is all about Chalky. If he doesn't show up, then they won't. They could easily take a game there. They could easily take a game, maybe even two, but they won't beat SDK if that's the matchup.
Okay.
Let's go. So it would then be the agency versus if it's on the same side. Who did we versus?
Oh, we're still on the loser's bracket.
Yeah, the Agency versus Believe the Hype. We would have there now next. I go with the Agency. I think they progress through loser's bracket even to next stage as well.
Okay.
Anyone else want to put in another bid?
No, you're good.
It's the Agency versus Believe the Hype, right?
Yeah, so Ninja Hysteria, Fit Self Victory versus Formal Lethal AG.
Yeah, that one's hard. That one would be a toss-up for me. I honestly don't know.
You want to have a pick? because I think both of us, both Hoss and I, have gone for the agency.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason I would go agency is because of Ninja.
Yeah. But I mean, Ninja's been streaming a lot lately, so I think,
yeah.
But it's not, I think in that sense, Ninja, it doesn't want to be the main slayer. He wants to leave that to Fear Itself and Hysteria, for what I've been watching. He wants to be the actual objective guy.
Okay.
So that'll be good for them. So I think that's why they'll go through. And then it would be, who do we have? We had SDK versus, who was losing there?
SDK straight or VWS? Versus,
it was straight, yeah. SDK versus straight.
SDK.
Yeah.
I'm on SDK's coattails on that one.
I mean, obviously.
Well, the more I think about your comment about them being rusty for SDK or for straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we're going to put SDK through because it's 2v1, but I would actually first man in the works and I say straight wins that one. I really would put straight winning that one, but given it's 2v1, we'll put SDK through. But if that happens, if straight play SDK, I think straight wins it. I genuinely do. So. You know, we'll see. But we'll put SDK through. So we've got winner's bracket final of VWS versus Optic Halo. I think Optic Halo takes it, but VWS takes some games, makes it 3-1 or 3-2.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Then you've got SDK versus VWS.
I got VWS winning.
I don't know.
We'll disagree again on this.
Well,
fine.
I mean, yeah, you had them in the very beginning too. So
the thing is, I think straight could beat SDK, because we're continuing a series, aren't we? I think we put, yep, VWS being 3-2, so we continue best of 11 series. I could easily see going 6-5, 6-4, and I'll give it to VWS. I'll give it to VWS then.
Yep.
And then in the final, I will go with my heart and say VWS will storm through and beat Optic Halo 6-4.
Really?
Yeah, I will.
I'm pulling Optic Halo.
Oh, shocker.
I'm a Pistola fan. Sorry,
you're
I really
going
am.
For the long odds, aren't you, Dust?
I'm going for VWS.
I'll
take him 6-4 or 6-5.
I'm with Pistola.
Well, I stand with Nated, so
yeah, I stand with Nated. We're standing with Nated. So I'm afraid
we'll find out in 3 days.
Indeed. I mean, Optic Halo obviously are the favorites, so we put Optic Halo 1. If we're going with Dust, we'll put VWS 1. But 1, 2, basically Optic Halo and VWS. 3, we put STK. 4, we put Straight Rippin'. 5 and 6 was Believe the Hype and the Agency. No, Agency went
Purple Rain. Purple Rain was 8.
Purple Rain and TCM were 7-8.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah, because I had STK going out at the 5-6 stage, didn't I, with Straight Rippin' going forward playing the Agency. Because Agency before. Agency 4-4. That's it.
Yep. Okay. So there you go.
We'll be completely wrong. Don't listen to anything we say.
I know. I trust your judgment. So nope. You better be right.
Well, you know, you're not better. You don't need to worry.
So that's going to be taking place again this weekend, November 8th and November 9th. I know that door is open at 1:15 at ESL. I don't know if that's when they're exactly planning on starting to play games, but you can assume that it's going to be probably pretty early on in the afternoon time for November 8th, which is Saturday, and then November 9th, they're probably going to be streaming all day. So if you're interested in some competitive Halo, definitely check out the Launch Invitational. It's going to be streamed on Twitch. I believe it's twitch.tv/Halo is where they're going to be broadcasting it. And again, it's going to be from ESL headquarters in Burbank, California.
Burbank.
And I'll be staying with Eli. Naked Eli.
Naked Eli. He takes his clothes off in public.
I actually haven't seen him do that yet. But
I'll be honest, he's not looking up his name then. I got bullshit on his name.
Now, well, when he's at home, I can attest to that, but you know.
Wow, I want to go with this story.
It's like that escalated quickly.
New podcast, Protagonist 451, Naked Eli is true.
Yeah, well, that's for another time. Anyways, if you guys want to support your team, there's some wallpapers that you can go download on the HCS portal. So if you go to halowaypoint.com/HCS, they finally have the portal up there for the Halo Championship Series, and you can download some of the wallpapers. You can download some of the logos for the championship series. You can see the official announcement. You can look at the Polygon article that where they talked to Bravo and Che Chow about the championship series and all that good stuff. So head on over to the portal. Check it out. Make sure you guys are prepped for this weekend because it's going to be some awesome Halo.
Or if you really want to help her out, you can go Tonya Harding and break the fingers.
Wow.
I mean, you know, if you really want to help them out.
That's pretty cold, man. Don't give people ideas. People are crazy nowadays, man.
Yeah, we do not condone this. The views of Jackfire Dragon do not particularly reflect the views of Poddacular.
It's not my views. I'm just saying if you really want to help them out. I mean, really want them. I mean, that's one way you could do it. I'm not saying it's legal.
Deadpool has actually been posting a lot here in the chat. I just not realized.
I've been posting with him.
Yeah, I see
Goose
that.
Goose was here. I didn't even see Goose. Goose was there a while back. She said, Mole, please.
Oh.
I missed that one.
I missed
it
too.
Where was Goose here? Oh, dang it.
I don't know.
I missed Goose.
I don't know.
We were having like a great Mole reunion.
We got two of them on here.
Indeed. And we were talking about hippos earlier.
That we were. All right. So I think that pretty much covers all the news that we were really looking to go through. We had the big announcement was the championship series. And even though the Invitational is not an official event for it, it is kind of the springboard into the championship series that will start shortly after the launch of the Master Chief Collection. So if you guys are into the competitive stuff or if you were part of a competitive team in the past, then you may consider trying to get everything together again with your former teammates and maybe look to partaking in one of these events wherever you have a local event for competitive Halo. Oh, Goose is still here.
Hey, yay! Yay! Yeah.
So if you're looking to follow some old teams, you can probably bet that they're rejoining in some way or another. So, of course, if you're following some of the old favorites on Twitter, you can probably see them rejoining their former squad mates and updating their Twitter bios saying that they're Halo pros and whatnot. But this is going to be an exciting weekend. I'm really looking forward to it. I am going to be trying to get some interviews with some of the top teams that are there. And if not all the teams, that'd be nice to actually get some viewpoints all around. Not sure what the format's going to be from, like, what they're going to be doing there to display. I don't know if it's going to be kind of like a stage setup or if it's just going to be the two teams are sitting at tables or whatnot. There's not really many details on the structure of how everything's laid out, but we do know the maps, the game types, and we're pretty sure it's going to be a best of 5 series and then best of 11 series for a continuation series. And you can again catch that on twitch.tv/Halo this weekend. Yes.
How many views do you think it's going to get? I mean, like 10,000 at max? I hope it breaks 10,000.
I would hope it breaks 10,000. Yeah, I'm going to say 20.
It at least gets to about number 3 or 4, maybe 5 on the list of games.
Of Twitch streams?
Yes, yeah.
What did the tournament at Gamescom get to? Was that in the 30s?
Did it?
No, I don't think it was that high.
It got pretty crazy there.
If Tournament like Games One got to 30,000, then this one's going to be
40,000.
Then this is going to
go out of the water.
I'm going to put it 40 or 50. I'm going to say 40.
Yeah, well, if the Deadpool said in the chat 50,000, I didn't know how much it did at Gamescom. I missed most of it, to be honest, because I was working at the time and sleeping. But yeah, well, if it was 30,000 at Gamescom, then I would say you could almost double that.
Yep.
Well, Gamescom got over 50, apparently.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay, we could see well over 50 then. Well over 50. I think, 10, 20 is not right, yeah.
Yeah,
Halo hype is real.
If that's the point it got to for Gamescom, then it's going to be number one channel on Twitch.
Unless, what's their...
Is there a League event this weekend?
I mean, unless Riot Games decide, you know what, let's just stream to Halo.
Ouch, that'd be...
That'd be painful.
Riot Games could stream League of Legends playing, having a farting competition, and they would still get 250,000 viewers. Let's be honest here. They could have their butt cheeks pressing the mouse, and people would still watch and be entertained.
On that note, we're going
60 to 75. I'm changing my number.
Okay, I'm going 90 at max. 90 max. Max out at 90k.
I'm going to say somewhere in the 70s range.
Ooh. I'm going to put down an exact number. I'm going to put down 90,532. That's what it'll max out at. Won't get more than that.
Someone make sure that happens, please.
Yeah. If there's one person who gets on the stream, it's 9,533, I will find you. I will cut your connection, then I will kill you.
What if there are more people than that go over that number, though? What if there's like 10 or 20 or 50 or 1,000?
Multiple homicide.
Jack.
I'll be happy. If it goes over 100,000, great.
Just put away the homicidal maniac.
I hope it does go over 100k. If it does go over 100k, it's such a good sign for the future.
It is. It really is.
But I think we need to get 70, 75k during the finals, like the winners bracket finals and the actual championship series. It better peak 75 or upwards of 80, 90,000. I really hope it does. Because if it languishes around about the 50k mark, then it hasn't gained any like momentum after this announcement. Because if Gamescom had 50k, then after this announcement, it's still 50k. So there's no momentum gain. So, you know.
Well, especially after the announcement of the championship series, which exactly. is going to so be the esports league. It has to. The word has to have spread like wildfire at this point to people back in hometowns. Like, dude, have you seen this? Kind of thing. This is... it's going to be a while for Halo, I think, to get as big as it was in ratio to compared to how many people there were on Halo back for Halo 2 as MLG was, as popular as it was. But I think with time, it could potentially get there.
It could. I mean, I it's never going to break the heights of League of Legends, and I doubt it will even break the heights of Dota. But I would love to see it become the next one. Because a COD's great and all, and I'm not going to have a go at COD. That's a different podcast. But, you know, I want to see it overtake COD. It deserves to be higher than COD. It deserves to be higher than COD.
I mean, I think we all think so. That's why we're on the Halo podcast.
Yes, it is. I remember we had that podcast ages ago about the Halo versus COD roundtable, and I think I was too nice on COD that day.
That was a while ago. I don't remember.
Oh, it was about 2:15 or something like that. 2:30. It was in the early 200s anyway.
Gotcha.
It was a fair time ago.
Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up with the show. Wanted to give a huge shout out to everyone that joined us on the stream tonight. Thank you for kind of managing our craziness over the last month as we have done the IGN first coverage and really kind of covered everything that's going to be coming out within the next week, which is exciting. And of course, we have the Invitational, which is even more exciting with the announcement of the Championship Series. So I think every Halo fan that's ever been is probably flipping out at this point. We have the Master Chief Collection coming up. We have this Championship Series, which is finally an official established Halo esports league, which is going to be phenomenal, I feel. And we have so much coming in terms of Forge. So again, if you haven't listened to that podcast, I highly suggest you go back and listen to it. And so many achievements. I mean, the list goes on and on. We have also the cinematic trailer. We have just my mind is going crazy. So with that said, though, please make sure you check out our website, poddaggler.com. We'll be trying to update you guys as much as possible during the tournament. And we'll, of course, be updating you guys with news as we kind of march towards the countdown of the Master Chief Collection. And we'll also have some content coming to you guys after we launch as well. We're going to be doing regular Twitch streams. I think nightly we're going to be doing Halo campaign runs on Legendary for the first week and trying to get through all of the Legendary there with the Podtacular staff. And then we'll be jumping into multiplayer. I know, Haas, yeah. I think you're planning to stream multiplayer in between.
Yeah.
It will invite probably start me. Invite me.
If you add me, I will.
Oh, please. I've got loads of space on my friends list. I started Xbox One with 100. I've now dropped to 86. Everyone's removing me.
Ooh.
It's painful. It is.
Ouch. Winter cleaning. Making room for Christmas presents.
Well, I used to do that back when, you know, 100 was a limit. But now it's just like, oh, 100's not a limit. I'm losing them. Like, who wants to get rid of people? She's like, no, I'm not friends with you anymore.
He's not from America.
You're not from America.
That's too funny.
From America.
That's weird that you're that you've been losing friends.
I don't understand why. I mean, you know, usual. Maybe I should just talk in American accent from now on, and people will like me more.
Like a cowboy.
I talk like a cowboy.
No, you don't have to.
Almost.
That's not quite. Yeah. You work on it a little bit.
A for effort.
Yay!
Even
get an
though
A.
Effort doesn't start with an A.
That's true.
Eifert. Wow. All right. So, yeah, check out our website. We have some other stuff going up there as well. We talked about the poster collection. We talked about the Halo Journal, the replicas that have come out for the plasma rifles. And we're trying to cover everything we possibly can leading up to the launch of the Master Chief Collection. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've been kind of reposting some of the official videos up there. And hopefully we'll have some good content for you. I think we're thinking about a couple of achievement guides to be putting up on our channel. So hopefully those will be out not too late after the Master Chief Collection. And of course, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, do all that social media stuff. And of course, we can't wrap up the podcast without mentioning our podcast network, which is thepodcast.com. It's a conglomerate of gaming-specific podcasts, and we are joined by the likes of Guardian Radio, Critzcast, Reachcast, How to Murder Time, and Work in Progress. So make sure you guys check those out if you're interested in some other gaming podcasts that are really good quality, are done by really good podcasters. So definitely check them out. Give them a try if you're looking for some other gaming-specific podcasts, or if you're looking for some other games that would be interesting. Those are some pretty good podcasts to get into and possibly games you'd be interested in. Make sure you, whenever the launch of the Master Chief hits, which is going to be, again, within a week, which is so exciting. So happy about this. We do want to hear from you guys. We want to hear about your experiences. We really want to make use of our voicemail. We want to make use of our mailbag. So you can send stuff to either of those. Our email address for submissions is submissions@podtagler.com, or you can call our listener voicemail at 240-200-HALO and leave a message there. It would be nice to bring back one of our kind of more classic long-term segments that we've had before called Tales from the Foxholes, and we would love to hear you guys, whether it's something that's super awesome, like getting a Killtacular, or something that's super crazy where you have a vehicle or something that glitches across a map or something, or you get EMP'd on Bloodline and you fall out of the sky in a Hornet or a Banshee. I mean, whatever. We want to hear about your guys' experience, and we want to hear what you guys have to say about the collection. So please make sure you submit to us there, or come stop by our forums. We'd love to chat to you there as well. Be an active part of the community, and we'll get you into some game nights that we'll be pulling up here. We're going to be halting the Wacky Wednesdays until we can get a feel for what people are going to be doing with Forge and game types in the Master Chief Collection, but we will be sticking with Tactical Tuesdays. So if you're looking for a place to come and regularly play Halo for matchmaking, then make sure you check out Tactical Tuesday, which is 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesdays, which is 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time, which is 1:30 a.m. British Time.
For the 10 of you.
Hey, we have to include our guest here, so.
It's true.
You do, bastard.
Hey, I did it, so. Give me a break.
No, I'm more going to host.
Ah, gotcha. So that's
so
it.
Wait. So Dust, you said something was releasing in a week. What is it?
There'll be some more information about that later.
But I mean, like, what game's coming out in like under a week?
Oh, Master Chief Collection.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. My God.
Wow. Okay. When's that happen? No, just stop. Last but not least, we have some very special information coming out on Tuesday at midnight that you will not want to miss. I know a lot of people will be playing the Master Chief Collection at that point, but I highly recommend that you pay attention to podtagler.com and Ready Up Live midnight on Tuesday when the Master Chief launches, because there's going to be some very special Halo information coming down the pipeline. I can't say anything really more than that, but
wink, wink, there is nudge, nudge.
Stuff that smirk. You will want to hear and you'll want to see. So make sure you are hitting that refresh on Ready Up Live and PodTackler, because there's going to be some big news dropping on both of those websites. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you again for those who are in the live stream. Again, if you're listening to us via download, you can head on over to twitch.tv/podtackler, which is where we record our shows live on Thursday nights. Otherwise, you can find us on iTunes, you can find us on Zune, or you can subscribe to us via RSS feed to any one of your podcast scrabblers or whatnot.
Zune.
I want to give a huge thank you to Jack Fire Dragon for coming on and being the competitive think tank for the podcast.
Like I am. It's okay, Dust. You can give me money later.
So that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. Thank you again for tuning in. We really appreciate it. This has been episode 450. We are 50 away from 500. Half a grand.
We can celebrate.
I know. I know. So close. Until next time, keep on fragging the championship series.